In Parshas Pinchas, we read of a very moving exchange between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Moshe al Hashem Leimor, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, this is in Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27, Pasuk Tesvav, verse 15. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkod Hashem Elokei HaRuchos L'chobasar Ish al Ha'ida. Moshe Rabbeinu has just been reminded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not going to be entering into Eretz Yisrael. And so Moshe Rabbeinu makes one simple plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm not going to lead them in, I ask your Ribono Shel Olam to appoint someone who is capable, who is able, who is loving, who is empathic, who is accepting of Klal Yisrael. Make sure that there is someone who is proper to be the shepherd of this beautiful, magnificent, yet sometimes difficult flock. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Shem HaMoshe, Kach lecha es Yehoshua ben Nun asher ruach bo v'samachto es yadcha alav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, this is why Yehoshua has been your student. You've been grooming him all of these years without even realizing it. He's been the nar, misharis mitocha oel. He's always been in the tent. He's always been by your side, quietly observing, learning the ways of leadership, understanding the difficulties and challenges of the people, but yet also seeing from you how to love them despite all of those difficulties. V'nasata mehodcha alav. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you shall give of your glory, mehodcha, alav, unto Yehoshua. And the Medrash says something amazing. Actually, it's a Gemara, it's both a Gemara and Baba Basra as well as a Medrash. The Medrash says, v'nasata mehodcha alav, Moshe, you shall take of your glory and confer it upon Yehoshua, v'lo kol hodcha, but you will not give all of your glory unto Yehoshua. Zekenim sheba'osa hadar amru, pnei Moshe ke pnei chama, Pnei Yehoshua ki pnei Levana. The elders of that generation used to say that the face of Moshe was like the sun and the face of Yehoshua was like the moon. Oy la'osa busha, oy la'osa klima. Woe to us for all of this embarrassment. Woe to us for this degradation. And it's a strange medrash. At first glance, what the Medrash seems to be saying is comparing the greatness of Moshe to Yehoshua. Moshe was the sun, Yehoshua was the moon. We know the moon does not generate its own light, rather the moon simply reflects the light of the sun. Moshe Rabbeinu was a sun, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shemesh. Yehoshua was not as great, was not as luminescent as his master, as his Rebbe, as his teacher. And that we understand. Torah itself says, Lo kam b'Yisrael ki Moshe ol. There was never another Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. But yet, it's interesting. What are the sages, what are the Zakenim saying? Ay la osa busha, ay la osa klima, terrible, such degradation, such humiliation, such busha. What does it mean? So again, on one hand, on a basic level, it could be saying that they're decrying the almost decline of leadership, that they went from a Moshe Rabbeinu, who really was a once in a lifetime, a once in the existence of a world type of leader, to Yehoshua. And so perhaps they are contrasting their two leaders, and they're literally bemoaning their fate, that they have gone from someone like a Moshe to Yehoshua, that as great as Yehoshua was, he clearly was not a Moshe Rabbeinu. But perhaps there's another meaning here as well. Now, the amazing part about Moshe Rabbeinu is, we know Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu comes from an incredibly holy family, from the family of Levi. We know that his father, that his mother were both leaders in their own time. And so when we look at Moshe Rabbeinu, he has the pedigree for greatness. A great mother, a great father, great grandparents. And we understand how there's almost greatness and holiness, spirituality and leadership in his genes. But who is Yehoshua? The truth is, Yehoshua is plucked from relative obscurity. We don't know anything about his father, Nun. We don't know anything really about his family. It's true, we know his tribal affiliation, but there's nothing in the lineage, in the family tree of this young man, that would seem to indicate that he was destined for any kind of greatness. But therein lies the greatness of Yehoshua. See, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that when you come from a great family, you have the ability to cultivate your own personal greatness. What Yehoshua teaches us is that even if you come from relative obscurity, even if you don't have the yichus, even if you don't have the family tree, even if you don't have the pedigree, even if you're not a shemesh, even if you're not the sun, you could still make yourself into a beautiful, luminescent, and remarkable levono, yareach. You can make yourself into a beautiful, luminescent moon. That even if you don't come from great stock, from great family, from great yichus, you can still make yourself into something magnificent. This was the greatness of Yehoshua. A person who pulled himself up from relative obscurity, literally from the pits of Egypt, became the Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu, rose through the ranks, and ultimately became the one to whom Moshe Rabbeinu handed the reins, the baton of leadership. And perhaps the Medrash is saying is like this, that when the elders, when the Zekinim saw Yehoshua, they said, wow, Amru Pnei Moshe Kipnei Chama. It's true, Moshe Rabbeinu was like a beautiful son. Pnei Yehoshua Kipnei Levana. But here's what's amazing. The fact that Moshe was a son, we understand that, but that Yehoshua was be able to become a Levana. He was able to become a luminescent moon. He was able to make something incredible from himself. They said to themselves, Ay la osa busha, ay la osa klima. Woe to us, such embarrassment. What's the embarrassment? The embarrassment the Zekinim said, you know, we told ourselves that we couldn't become anything so great because after all, we're not the Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't come from a family like Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't come from holy stock like Moshe Rabbeinu. And so our whole lives, we made excuses as to why we can't be great. But Yehoshua has just literally torn apart all of our excuses. Yehoshua, who was able to become a beautiful luminescent moon from his very humble beginnings and origins, puts the rest of us to shame. Oy la osa busha, oy la osa klima. Woe to us, because Yehoshua tells us that no matter who you are or where you come from, you can become great. Woe to us that we have to suffer such humiliation, that we have to suffer such degradation. A lifetime of making excuses about what we couldn't do and about what we couldn't accomplish has all been torn apart by simple Yehoshua rising through the ranks. And this lesson, of course, has incredible importance for us as well. We all come from different backgrounds. Some of us had educations, yeshiva educations, day school educations. Some of us got started with our Judaism a little bit later on in life. Some of us were born Jewish. Some of us converted into this religion. And sometimes we think that if we weren't groomed from a young age for spiritual greatness, that there's a ceiling. We could go up to a certain point, but we're only going to accomplish so much. Like the Zekinim, we think that if I don't come from distinguished lineage, if I don't come from Meyuchas family, if I didn't have the training from my youth, okay, I could be a good Jew, I could be okay, but there's only so far I'm going to get. And what Yehoshua teaches us is, it's true. Are we going to become a Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, we definitely have the potential, but chances are most of us not. Moshe Rabbeinu was a unique personality. But the amazing part is, you don't have to be a Moshe Rabbeinu to be great. It's true, Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, even if I'm not going to be a bright burning sun, I absolutely have the ability to be a luminescent moon. I absolutely have the ability to be a Yehoshua, no matter how simple or how basic my beginnings were, that does not limit what my future can become. Let us find the strength not to live a life of oy lanu la'osha busha, oy lanu la'osa klima. We have to make sure that we don't wake up one day and say to ourselves, oh my gosh, what I could have done, what I could have been, who I could have been, what I could have accomplished. But let us find the strength now to realize that it doesn't really matter where we come from. What matters most is where we're going. Wishing all of you a beautiful Shabbos. Wishing all of you a restful, rejuvenating Shabbos. Halavai, we should be zocha to internalize this lesson and plan great things for the weeks to come. Good Shabbos.